Got a minute?
Always for you guys.
Could you explain what you're going to do with the unemployment compensation bill? What's the necessity there, and what action are you guys going
to
take?
Well, you know, we need to draw down some of the federal money for the people who have lost their jobs and are drawing unemployment benefits. We just made a formal request that Fiscal Bureau do an analysis of it, and then Finance will be meeting. And we should have the bill, either the Senate bill or the Assembly version, available for scheduling Wednesday for a vote.
What's the bill doing? I mean, it's
bill just basically draws on the federal account for unemployment benefits.
And it suspends the state's extended benefits to do that?
Well, it just replaces the supplements, the federal money for state money.
What's going on with the stimulus package, for the state stimulus package? When are you going to introduce that?
Well, right now we're waiting on the feds, because that's a big part of it. You know, I think they're still having some difficulties out there. I've been talking to OB's office, and they're putting some numbers together, and they still have to get through the Senate. And the U.S. Senate has the rule, you know, where they can filibuster and hold it up. So as soon as that thing comes, hopefully we're ready to go.
So you think in the next couple of weeks you could see?
I would hope so. I've heard that the House might vote on it early as tomorrow or Wednesday.
You know, coming from you guys or from the governor, or who's going to introduce that? Where's the bill?
I'm not even worried about that. I'm more concerned about we get it done.
What's going to be in it?
With the feds?
For the state bill.
Well, we're still working on that. You know, I thought you were talking about the federal stimulus.
No, any revenue?
Everything's on the table, Greg.
For the state stimulus.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Assembly has a couple bills tomorrow, one on contracting, mm-hmm. Both of them on contracting. Do you support those? Or do you want to see those?
Which one? Which two?
Let's see. There's one that would direct DOA to try to have 2% of its spending on Wisconsin-based businesses. Mm-hmm. Do you support that?
I always like it when Wisconsin companies hire Wisconsin workers.
So, yes, you'll try to get it through.
We're certainly going to look at it, you bet.
And then the other one says if you ship jobs overseas, you can't get state contracts.
I think we passed something that's similar. I think Bob Wirch had a bill that was similar to that last session. It's not identical, but very, very similar. So, yeah, I support that.
Okay. And there's some members of your caucus today put a package on some OWI mm-hmm. issues. You support that package? You're going to see it through your house?
Not only do I support it, I'm going to co-sponsor it.
Okay. And have you talked to your friends in the Assembly? Are they on board with...
No, we haven't. I have not personally talked to anybody in the Assembly. I did have a meeting with Tony Staskunas, I think, last week mm-hmm. on ignition interlock devices, so we had a pretty good meeting on that.
What's the cost of that bill that you guys are going to put?
We don't have a Fiscal Bureau analysis yet, but we should have one shortly.
Okay. I know you were concerned about some of the costs related mm-hmm. to like Third Defense OWI. Is this... That was like $100 million or $150 million?
Yeah, $145.
I imagine you're considerably shorter than that.
Yeah, but there's a window in there. So, you know, this is a startup process, you know, and once the bill gets formally introduced, Lena Taylor will have it in her committee. We'll be working on it, and then it will go to the Joint Committee on Review of Criminal Penalties, and I'll have to go to Finance for a funding mechanism.
Did you have any consultation or discussion with the governor's office on the recovery council that he announced on Friday? What was your take on that?
I haven't discussed it with the governor. I've been out on the road all weekend.
It's a good idea, generally, the office.
You know, I'll take a look at it. If it works, good. You know, if it works even better, even better.
Obie's in the middle of this federal debate over the stimulus mm-hmm. package, Russ. Have you talked to him?
I haven't talked to Dave personally for about probably a week and a half. I talked to Doug Hill, one of his staffers that coordinates his home office in Wausau. And we were going back and forth. And as he pointed out to me, the numbers are still moving. So I think we need to be careful in what we're putting out there, saying this is a hard number. I think it has to go to the U.S. Senate, and I think it's going to have some trouble there.
What do you think is Dave's role in this debate?
I think Dave is right in the mix of it with the Senate and with the Obama administration.
What's the best? Do you look for him to really provide some money for projects that would help the state of Wisconsin?
It may. You know, I think Dave's concern, one, is that kids get education, that Pell Grants are there for those that want to go to college. I think he's always been staking that turf out. I think he's more concerned about overall jobs right now than specifically earmarking things.
I talked to the manager of the Central Wisconsin Airport today. They've got a $60 million terminal project. Is that something that might end up funding by stimulus?
Could. I don't know, Steve. I don't know the details. I think you need to be careful on what we say on this issue until we really have the hard facts. Until Congress sends something to the president, he signs off on it and sends it our way, I think the numbers are going to keep churning.
What's the best way that the stimulus package could help us in Wisconsin?
Give it all the discretionary spending to the legislature.
Are you talking highway jobs, transportation jobs?
Oh, I would hope so. I would hope so. I mean, those are Wisconsin companies hiring Wisconsin workers that we need to improve our transportation system.
So that'd be your top priority if you were...
Well, I don't think it's a top priority. It's one of them. You know, I still think funding K-12 is a big issue. We need to be very careful on that because, you know, as we go along with this whole process, 2 years from now, I mean, the federal money is one-time money. So we need to be aware of that and need to be thinking ahead down the road at some.
You still expect the Gov to give his budget on February 10? You're going to give him another week while we learn even more about the stimulus package?
It's a little premature. I have not heard anything from the governor's office that he needs more time.
Tanya Bjork was hired today to be the state's federal lobbyist. Do you see any problem with that in light of
I didn't know that. Actions? I didn't know that, Pat. Who hired her?
Michael Morgan.
Oh, okay.
You okay with that?
Is she qualified?
I would think she's pretty savvy. She's pretty sharp.
Does her convictions related to the caucus scandal concern you at all on that role?
I don't think she was ever charged with anything, was she?
She was charged and convicted of two misdemeanors.
Okay. I'd have to think that's true, Pat. I did not know she got hired.
Yep. Thanks.
Thanks, Russ.
Okay.
Thanks.